We want to take a moment now to remember retired Army Lieutenant General Harold Moore. Moore died Friday at his home in Auburn, Alabama. He'll be buried at Fort Benning in Georgia this Friday. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reports on his life.
Hal Moore is best known for his leadership in the first major battle between U.S. and North Vietnamese forces during the Vietnam War, the Battle of Ya Drang. Reporter Joe Galloway was there. In 2015, he spoke to Here and Now about convincing Lieutenant Colonel Moore to allow him to go into the battle with his troops. It was sort of a last-minute embed.
I had marched with Colonel Moore's battalion 3 days before and spent the night with him up in the mountains. And I recognized his operations officer, Captain Dillon, and I grabbed him. And I said, "Matt, I need to get into this fight." And he said, "Well, I'm going in with two helicopters full of ammunition as soon as it's dark. But I can't take you without the colonel says so." And I said, "Get him on the radio." And he reported to the colonel, and then he said, "Sir, that reporter Galloway is here, and he wants to come in with me." And I was listening very close for the answer, and Colonel Moore said, "If he's crazy enough to want to come in here and you got room, bring him." So I had my ride into the pages of history.
It was November 1965, and the bloody fighting dragged on for several days. The Battle of Ya Drang claimed the lives of more than 200 Americans and hundreds of North Vietnamese soldiers. Again, Joe Galloway.
On that day, Colonel Moore's battalion, the 1st Battalion, 7th Cavalry, numbered about 400 men. And they were dropped in by helicopter far from the nearest road and almost immediately were surrounded by an enemy force numbering perhaps 2,000. I was not a greenhorn. I had been 7 months in Vietnam covering the U.S. Marines in the northern part of the country. And I had been shot at, but I had not seen anything the equal of the hand-to-hand combat that ensued over the 3 days of this battle. And I must tell you, I went to war for 43 years after that battle and never again saw anything to match it.
In this newsreel after the battle, Lieutenant Colonel Moore reflected on the intensity of the fight when he talked about his men.
"Having commanded this battalion for 18 months, you must excuse my emotion here, but when I see some of these men go out, the way they have, I can't tell you how highly I feel. They're tremendous."
Moore and Galloway later wrote the book, We Were Soldiers Once and Young. The book was turned into a movie with Mel Gibson starring as Colonel Moore.
"Dead or alive, we will all come home together. So help me God."
Moore and Galloway collaborated on a second book called We Are Soldiers Still. That book documented their return to the battlefields of Vietnam 25 years later. When he got the news that Hal Moore had died, Joe Galloway told the Associated Press, "He was a great human being, my best friend, and one of the finest commanders I've ever seen in action." Hal Moore would have turned 95 today. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.